So what would an anthropologist from another century make of an Oxygen Network TV show that's in production right now, All My Baby's Mamas, which begins airing this spring? Like most reality shows, it will try to convey the day-to-day life of an experience on the extremes of modern life, in this case, the family life of rapper Shotty Lowe.
So you guys, he might be known as a rapper, but here in Atlanta, he's known for having 11 kids and 10 baby mamas.
Rapper Shotty Lowe, a.k.a. Carlos Walker, is not likely to be depicted as the powerful head of some traditional clan in this TV show. Critics responsible for an online petition against this show say it depicts black people negatively, although depicting anyone in a positive light has rarely been the mission of reality television in the U.S. The suggestion this isn't a remake of Father Knows Best perhaps comes in the title itself, All My Baby's Mamas. Jamila King is here. She's culture editor at colorlines.com. What do you make of this program, Jamila, and welcome to the show?
Thanks, John. So, I think that this show shows something very deeply troubling about American culture in general. This isn't new, and that's what the online petition at change.org is really telling us. Western pop culture has thrived on caricaturing black families, and this is just another example of that. And so I think that people have a right to be angry, but I think that if an anthropologist were to come and look at this, you know, years from now, they'd have to look at the long history of the way that black people are presented in mainstream media.
And is there any sense that the strategy, the sort of pooling of wealth together to support all of these dependents is superior in some way to the scenario if Shotty Lowe had just sort of ditched the whole clan?
You know, it's hard to tell, right? No one's really seen the show. No one really knows what's going on inside of this family because we haven't seen it yet. But we do need to have more meaningful conversations about what it means to be in an unconventional family. This is how the producers of the show are actually titling it. They want people to look at it as something that's a representation of a non-traditional family. And this is problematic for some people. But I do think there's room to have that conversation, even if this is the wrong conversation or the wrong place to have that conversation. I think that it's important to look at the ways that families have traditionally pulled together their resources and how they have existed outside of the mainstream idea of what a family is. I just don't think that this is the way to do it.
If you were to take multiple examples from popular culture and maybe even some literary examples and documentary examples of non-traditional families who are attempting to pool resources and, recreate the extended family in our time, where would you look?
You know, I'd look at Toni Morrison's long history of work pretty much in all of her novels. She looks at families in a non-traditional sense. I also think that you have shows that do a good example of that right now. So you have folks like Modern Family, which is a very popular show right now. And that's a really good example of how families look now, right? You have queer families. You have families that are moms and aunts and grandmothers. And those are the families traditionally in black communities that have come together that aren't just caricatures and that do deserve to be celebrated.
Although, would you say that all of this in toto is a sign that the American sort of culture and American society in general is frustrated with the very traditional narrow notion of, sort of single or even double income households and are looking at new models, some of which are actually old models?
Well, I mean, I think the overall issue with this show is that the problem isn't just what's on our TV, but it's who has the power to put it there. And so, you know, media consolidation is a huge issue. You have 30 years ago, 50 corporations owned the majority of mainstream media. And today you have six companies really that own 90% of media. And so I think that people do want to see representations of different families. I think they want to see things that they can relate to. And I'm not sure that this is a show that folks can relate to.
Although the argument there could be, don't pay attention to television. It is truly on the fringe. It's run by people who are on the fringe doing depictions of things that are on the fringe. Reality lies elsewhere.
Right. But, you know, people are there. The whole idea behind this is that they are giving a product to a market that they think will watch it. And folks will watch it, either to laugh at it, either to jump on sort of the hype that surrounded the show leading up to it. And so I think that it's important to not, you know, negate the immense influence that TV has on our culture because it's huge.
Jamila King is culture editor at colorlines.com talking about the Oxygen Network TV special All My Baby's Mamas, which will begin airing in the spring. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.